live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program, inviting you to take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Whether you'd like to comment on chalking as to whether or not you think it's vandalism, is it unacceptable as far as activism is concerned? I don't think so. I think that it's a completely legitimate thing to do, and it's fun, and it's harmless. And it allows people to express themselves. And that's what the federal government doesn't want. They don't want you to express yourself publicly in a way that people could see what you have to say that is detrimental to their legitimacy. They don't want to lose their legitimacy in the eyes of other people, the people that they've worked so hard to convince that they are so important and that they are so necessary. And these chalked messages that activists were arrested for over the weekend here in New Hampshire were, you know, they weren't vulgar or anything like that. It was just simply the federal government considered them vulgar because they were not so pro, you know, they were not pro-state. They were very anti-state, very pro-freedom. And two activists were arrested this weekend. A month ago, one activist was arrested. Now three people in total over 2 months have been arrested. Three people in 2 days, basically. So it was 1 day, 1 month, 1 day, another month. I've been arrested here in New Hampshire, and the video footage is particularly just horrifying. You can see it over at freekeen.com. Horrifying in that they're using so much force to handcuff these human beings who have done nothing more than write on the sidewalk with chalk. It was just so sad. And Michelle, you have seen the video in full at this point, I believe.
I have. And those two, the two cops that were arresting Kat, they had 100 pounds on her each.
I'd say that one cop had a couple hundred pounds on
big on
her.
Yeah.
It's absolutely true. It was horrifying spectacle to watch, but one just has to sort of, you know, wonder what. So if you are one of these cops, you can't give a ticket to these people because you don't know their names. I mean, how are you going to get their name out of them? And, you know, they tried the ticketing
They hold you until you give it up.
Indeed, but you have to drag them. You have to drag them in some place. If I were to just walk up to one of them and say, "Hey, give me your name so I can give you a ticket," how do you think that's going
to
go?
To the cop? Well, they're supposed to identify themselves.
No. How is it going to go if the cop walks up to one of the activists?
Okay, you said I walked up to one of them.
All right. If the cop walks up to one of the activists, asks them for their name so they can give them a ticket.
Yeah.
How's that going to go?
Mostly, they're not going to give it up.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you can see why they take the next step in using violence. It's not okay. It certainly looks awful for them. It looks like they nearly broke the emperor's arm there.
And they hurt Kat. They bruised her up as well.
Yeah, they drug her by the handcuffs.
But. So, I imagine more information will be posted over at NewHampshireFreePress.com, where Kat is the editor there. And certainly, if you'd like to comment on your thoughts in regards to activism and chalking in that situation, you're certainly welcome to at 800-259-9231. Of course, there is more news in the TSA realm with yet another individual making news for refusing to take the shakedown and refusing to go through the machine, the body scanning machine. And I guess he didn't even know about our very own Meg McClain, who was harassed by the TSA for that just about a week ago tonight. He was completely unaware. Michelle, what's the story with this guy? John
Tyner. This is T-Y-N-E-R. Mm-hmm. And pardon me. He was going to go on a pheasant hunting trip with his father in South Dakota, and they were both flying out of the airport in San Diego. And he, as he approached the conveyor belt, he actually turned on his cell phone on video record before tossing it into the bin there.
Interesting.
And when asked why he did that, he said that because he had called ahead and asked whether or not San Diego Airport was using the scanners. He wants no part of that, and knowing that more and more are popping up throughout the country, he...
They're good and expensive. It's good for the government.
And San Diego, you can fly out of John Wayne Airport. You can go over to Ontario. You have lots of options down there.
Okay.
It's interesting that this has happened without, you know, it's just all happening simultaneously. Back to what you were talking about in the last hour, where this guy is refusing to go along with it and reportedly not being inspired by Meg's story from last week, just happening on his own. People are upset about this, and they should be. When people are finding out about this, they don't even know. A lot of Americans have no idea that this is happening. They're so absorbed in their own lives that they just don't realize the police state that is being built up around them. You look confused,
and
Michelle.
Well, they've bought the lie that that TSA is going to protect them.
There's that too.
And as John points out in his blog, every attempt to blow up a plane since 9/11 has been stopped by passengers after the government failed to provide protection for them.
Yeah, the TSA has never caught one single terrorist, you know, a person that could be legitimately called that. And it's absolutely true. All these, you know, attempts to blow up airplanes have been stopped by actual passengers, because what I've said all along is you're never going to hijack another plane with box cutters. You know, all the nail files and clippers and all the nonsense that the TSA has busied itself with, the bottles of water, none of this stuff does anything to keep anybody safe. All it does is annoy the crap out of people that are trying to, you know, that are in a stressful situation already, which is traveling, and it just annoys them further.
Now,
it wasn't box cutters that killed 2,000 people. It was the fuel and the jet crashing into a building.
Sure, but you know, I can see how people, you know, sort of the zeitgeist at the time was when a plane was hijacked, you spent the afternoon on the tarmac in Havana, and then you went home. So if you just, you know, sit down and shut up, everything will go fine. That's how things had gone up to that point. Then a few guys get a really great idea, you know, a great idea from their standpoint. They get some box cutters. They say, well, these will work. And off they go. And it did. It worked the first time. But it'll never work again. Not in 100 years.
Well, as Brian Travis pointed out in his, in a Lou Rockwell editorial.
This is Brian Travis from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund.
That's correct, yes. He did a write-up about the incrementalization of the, you know, abdication of our liberties regarding flying. And he said, everyone's up in arms about the scanners. What about my pocket knife? What about my matchbook? What about not having to disrobe?
Mm-hmm.
We've incrementally, you know, given ourselves over to this concentration camp, like, you know,
it just keeps
clothing
on making
removal, put your things here. I mean, when I look at it, standing back, I'm always reminded of Schindler's List, you know, and seeing the suitcases here and the leather shoes here and the belts here and the jewelry here. And I don't, it's spooky, and how I, you know, have fought against it is every time I fly, and I fly maybe 10% of what I did for years now,
mm-hmm.
You know, I start talking mouth as soon as I, you know, am within earshot of anyone, and just to, you know, help people, remind them. It's like, do you realize what we're doing? We're disrobing.
Yeah. You know, and it just goes to show the TSA is not going to stop. There's always going to be a next step. There's mm-hmm. always going to be more expensive equipment to get that's going to be, you know, more detrimental to your health. That's going to be more detrimental to our civil liberties. And, you know, they're already taking the bottles of water. You've got to, well, actually, only the bottles of water that are larger than 3.2 ounces and not contained in a quart size Ziploc bag. Because you can have water at that size. You just can't have a 12-ounce bottle of drinking water. Why? Because they're inconsistent and stupid, and they're just not going to stop. And they've got to justify their existence with these silly little rituals that they go through.
Well, to me, the U.S. Patriot Act has always been the great anathema from the post 9/11, you know, events and everything. And I don't even think people think it's the U.S. Patriot Act. It's actually an acronym for something that's much more menacing.
What's that?
I'll look it up so I can read it to you exactly.
You know, and it's not just the Bush administration. The Obama administration trotted this back out. And the only people to ever stand up to these folks on the Patriot Act, anyone to the Patriot Act, were the librarians.
Yes.
At this point, the banner of freedom is being carried in this country by little old ladies with spectacles. That's how neutered our population is.
Yeah, that's true.
It takes little old ladies with spectacles.
1-800-259-9231. I'd like to share this. It's a lengthy post, but I'd like to share this man's story. John over at San Francisco, or excuse me, San Diego International Airport, refusing to go through the TSA's procedures, and they didn't take that too lightly, as they wouldn't if you did it, and maybe more people will refuse, or at least, at the very least, refuse the backscatter machine. Coming up here on Opt-Out Day, which is the 24th. You can go to WeWon'tFly.com to learn more about that. It's Free Talk Live.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the features you'll find there completely free features, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, with the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo to show they are indeed listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will get you there, and if you're a lady listener, give you details on how you can be part of the Shrine. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's right here with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are getting together in the same place, same geographic location generally, that is New Hampshire, in order to get active and to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Now, one thing that is for sure about liberty-minded folks is they don't all agree on everything. And one of the things they don't agree on is what the best path is to achieve that liberty. Maybe it's outside of the system. Maybe it's working within politics. Maybe it's doing outreach. Maybe it's, you know, doing agorism, where you're just selling products and services to compete with the government outside of their official sanction. Whatever. Whatever you want to do, whatever you think the best path is, come here and do it, and you'll find that there are other people that agree with you and are waiting to help you, or, you know, you could help them with what they're doing. It's just an amazing movement full of people that are really, I'm so proud to be around. I'm so glad that I'm here with them. I mean, 20 people were out in front of the federal courthouse this weekend, and I didn't even get word of it. I mean, I feel like I'm kind of tapped into things going on up here. I try to be aware of what's going on. I knew these things were happening in general, but I hadn't become aware of the actual event and the day and the time of when it was happening. And despite not being invited, and I would imagine that means not every activist was invited to it or was aware of it, they had 20 people show up on a weekend day to, you know, to chalk out in front of the courthouse. Two of them were arrested. And there's also been some amazing political successes that have happened so far with just a relatively small amount of people. Only a few hundred folks, several hundred folks, have made the move up here, close to 1,000, have made the move here as part of the Free State Project, are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And more are coming. Over 10,500 are signed up at freestateproject.org, and you could be one of them. Go to freestateproject.org, and then also check out the Next 1,000 pledge at pledgebank.com/next1000. So the TSA, still big news around the country, and it's not big enough because people still haven't gotten wind of this. People still are not aware. A lot of people are still not aware of what it is that is actually going on in the airports. Maybe it's because 5 years ago they were already sick and tired with the TSA, and they decided, screw this, I'm never flying again. And then they just figured, well, since I'm not going to fly, I'm not going to bother paying attention to all the depressing, horrible police state news that's coming out of the airports. I wouldn't blame them one iota for that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of people have stopped flying and cut down their flying, I think, is probably the big. It's a flying slowdown, I think, is probably the biggest issue. I think about it every time. It's an issue for me. I don't have any problems with getting in a hurtling metal tube flying through the sky. I have a problem with being poked and prodded and treated like a serf by, you know, these TSA agents.
So let's tell this man's story. John from San Diego, he's getting on a plane at 5:30 in the morning at San Diego International Airport. And he
it's
writes,
like a wild chicken hunting in South Dakota. I can hardly imagine why anybody does this. Can you imagine wanting so badly to hunt down a wild chicken that you're going to fly halfway across the country to do it?
South Dakota has some good hunting.
I'm sure it does.
JohnnyEdge.blogspot.com is his website. This morning, I tried to fly out of San Diego International Airport, but was refused by the TSA. I'd been somewhat prepared for this eventuality. I've been reading about the millimeter wave and backscatter x-ray machines and the possible harm to health, as well as the vivid pictures they create of people's naked bodies. Not wanting to go through them, I'd done my research on the TSA's website prior to traveling to see if San Diego International Airport had them. From all indications, they did not. When I arrived at the the security line, I found that the TSA's website was out of date. SAN does, in fact, use backscatter x-ray machines. I made my way through the line, toward the first line of defense, the TSA ID checker. This agent looked over my boarding pass, looked over my ID, looked at me, and then back at my ID. After that, he waved me through. They're still operating metal detectors at this airport, so I walked over to one of those lines. After removing my shoes and making my way through toward the metal detector, the person in front of me was pulled out to go through the backscatter machine. After asking what it was and being told, he opted out. This left the machine free, and before I could go through the metal detector, I was also pulled out of line to go through that backscatter machine. And when asked, I half-chuckled and said, I don't think so. At this point, I was informed that I would be subject to a pat-down, and I waited for another agent. A male agent, now it was a female who directed me to the backscatter machine in the first place, came and waited for me to get my bags and then directed me over to the far corner of the area for screening. After setting my things on a table, he turned to me and began to explain that he was going to do a standard pat-down. Now, I thought to myself, great, not one of those gropings like I've been reading about. Well, they're all standard now.
Yeah, that is standard now.
After he described the pat-down, I realized that he intended to touch my groin. After he finished his description, but before he started the pat-down, I looked at him straight in the eye and said, "If you touch my junk, I'll have you arrested." He, a bit taken back, informed me that he would have to involve his supervisor because of my comment. We both stood there for no more than probably 2 minutes before a female TSA agent arrived. She described to me that because I'd opted out of the backscatter screening, I would now be patted down, and that involved running hands up the inside of my legs until they felt my groin. I stated I would not allow myself to be subject to a molestation as a condition of getting on my flight. The supervisor informed me it was a standard administrative security check, and they were authorized to do so.
It's the new standard. It's not the old standard. Like, we're just creating new standards as we go. It's standard.
I repeated,
what does that mean? It's standard.
What means what it says they mean?
What does it mean, though?
I repeated that what I felt
whatever
they were doing
it
was a sexual assault, and that if they were anyone but the government, that act would be illegal. I believe that I was then informed that if I did not submit to the inspection, that I would not be getting on my flight.
See, now, this this is where it all comes down to. You know, it's, if this is how they do it, then I suppose it's, this makes the most sense, right? Is that, you either go through the pat-down or you don't get on the flight. But the story gets more wicked as it goes on.
I again stated I thought the search was illegal. I told her I'd be willing to submit to a walk through the metal detector, as over 80% of the rest of the people were doing, but I would not be groped.
Right. And this is where it comes down to the compliance aspect. Yeah, so many of these people have walked through these metal detectors. If you just walk through the metal detector, everything's fine. What's the big deal? You know, they pat you around your belt or whatever. He said he would go for that. He'd be willing to go for what these other people did, but because he said no to the backscatter machine, now he has to get the new enhanced groping, what they're calling standard.
So what was standard before and acceptable last week or his last flight is now no longer standard.
That's correct. And if he came tomorrow, the chances are very good that he would just go through, if he left and came back on a flight at 9 a.m. instead of 5 a.m., he probably would just be able to go through the metal detector.
Maybe.
But now that he's there, it's just a big deal, because it's about compliance.
Well, right.
It's
you
not
can't
about
just
checking to see what they have guns, knives, or bombs.
Well, they can't just pull somebody out supposedly at random and then just allow that person to go back in the other line. Then they would be seen as inconsistent.
Inconsistent anyway.
But they don't want to be seen that way to the other passengers. They don't want the other people to get the idea that they could somehow just refuse and then go back through the metal detector.
But they did let him go back through, going the other way, which was so ironic. So
we'll get to the rest of his story here in a moment at 800-259-9231. Apparently, the supervisor then at that point decided to go get her supervisor. And his story continues. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features that you will find there completely free. Archives are included, a lot of them, as a matter of fact, the last week's worth on the front page, and then you click into the archives section, and you can go all the way back to the end of 2006. All of it free for you, courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, you can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They have thousands of templates over there. Use the portal that we've created, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll get your first month completely free. It's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
We're talking about the TSA still, because it's still a big issue. People are refusing to obey and getting into it with the TSA agents. Coming up on November 24th is National Opt-Out Day, and we're starting to see it's good news over at WeWon'tFly.com. I was a little worried last week. There were only two little points. They got the Google map with little point, push point things that are in there, and there was only two of them last week. Now I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 8, 9, maybe 10 different opt-out protests or demonstrations that are going to be going on across the country, all the way from Oregon and Washington, all the way east to Florida and New Hampshire, one down in Arizona as well, all over the place. You can get, the Freedom's Phoenix crew is down there in Arizona doing it. So WeWon'tFly.com, just click on November 24th, National Opt-Out Day, up there at the top to get more details on what is happening. It's going to be a good great time to reach out to the American public, because a lot of people who would not normally fly at any other point throughout the year will be flying on November 24th. It's the day before Thanksgiving. Families are getting packed up. They're getting ready to head out the door. And rather than hit the highways, they're going to take the airlines. So a lot of people are going to be able to be reached when they normally would not be coming to the airports. Anyway, we're sharing a story from San Diego Airport, where at about 5:30 in the morning, one man decided to go in and not only refuse the backscatter machine, but also refuse the pat-down. Now, our very own Meg McLean made national news last week. This guy's making national news this week as a result of his refusal. Meg never had the chance to refuse. She never intended to refuse the pat-down. She only wanted to ask questions. This guy said, yeah, I'm not going to do that either, because that's like molestation, and no thank you. And so he points out to the TSA agent supervisor, well, why don't you just let me walk through the metal detector like those other 80% of those people are, and that shouldn't be a problem. Well, that was a problem, and the supervisor then offered to go get her supervisor. This from his blog at johnnyedge.blogspot.com. He says, I took a seat in a tiny metal chair next to the table with my belongings and waited. While waiting, I asked the original agent if he had many people opt out, to which he replied, none. Or almost none, I don't remember exactly. He said that I gave up a lot of rights when I bought my ticket. I replied
It's the truth. You just give them right up.
I replied the government took them away after September 11th. There was silence until the next supervisor arrived. A few minutes later, the female agent supervisor arrived with a man in a suit. He gave me a business card identifying himself as David Silva, Transportation Security Manager at San Diego International Airport. At this point, more TSA agents, as well as what I assume was a local police officer, arrived on the scene and surrounded the area.
So he's really lucky here. Most airports that I've experienced, there are many police officers just hanging around. You can imagine what it's like being the cop at the airport. Nothing goes on at the airport, so 99% of the time,
hot bam.
You're not a cop. You're not out in your cop car hiding from the public or whatever. You've got, you're in the airport. You're sitting around in some office, hanging out, talking, chatting. There's nothing to do. So when there is something to do, every cop at the airport will, stop what they're doing because they're not doing anything.
Well, if apparently people were gathering around in this case, just like they were with Meg. If you watch the video,
me too.
You can
when
see,
I got when I had my incident, I swear there were a dozen people and a dog.
The female supervisor explained the situation to the other guy, Mr. Silva, the head of the security. After some quick back and forth, I could overhear Mr. Silva say something to the effect of, "Then escort him from the airport." I offered again to submit to the metal detector, and my father-in-law, who was nearby, also tried to plead for some reasonableness on the TSA's part.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
The female supervisor took my ID at this point and began taking some kind of report, I cooperated.
They have to have they just have to take your information down. I don't know what they do about it, because they...
Well, apparently they're going to use this information to fine him $10,000. Once she had finished, I asked if I could put my shoes back on. I was allowed to put my shoes on, gather my belongings, and I asked, are we done here? It was clear at this point that I was going to be escorted out, and the local police officer said, follow me. I followed him around the side of the screening area and back out to the ticketing area. I said apologies to him for the hassle, to which he replied that it was not a problem. I made my way over to the American Airlines counter, explained the situation.
Sure, it wasn't his trip to shoot wild chickens in South Dakota that was ruined.
And asked if my ticket could be refunded. The woman behind the counter furiously typed away for about 30 seconds before letting me know she would need a supervisor. She went to the other end of the counter, and when she returned, informed me the ticket was non-refundable, but that she was still trying to find a supervisor. After a few more minutes, she was able to refund my ticket. I told her I'd previously had a bad experience with American Airlines and had sworn never to fly with them again, but after her helpfulness, I would once again be willing to use her carrier. At this point, I thought it was all over. I began to make my way to the stairs to exit the airport when I was approached by another man in slacks and a sport coat. He was accompanied by the very same officer that had escorted me to the ticketing area and Mr. Silva. He then informed me that I could not leave the airport. He said that once I started the screening in the secure area, I could not leave until it was completed. Having left the area, he stated, I would be subject to a civil suit and a $10,000 fine.
They kicked him out of the area.
And they sure did. I asked him if he was also going to fine the 6 TSA agents and local police officer who escorted me from that secure area. After all, I did exactly what I was told. He said they didn't know the rules and that he would deal with them later. Of course, they don't know the rules. These government people.
Inconsistent
as heck. It's not standard.
Yeah. These government people have no idea what their own rules are.
So he's liable for a fine because he left under their orders.
That's correct.
How stupid is that?
He is the agent. Well, you're supposed to know the rules, Mark.
What if he had tried to stay? I mean, they're liable to have tasered him and drug him out by his ear.
Maybe so, but you need to know the rules, Mark. You need to read all of the TSA's code. Look, even though their officers don't know their own rules, that's no reason why you shouldn't know their rules. You need to know every bit of code that those bureaucrats need to be following and that you as a customer need to be following.
They're not even written down. The Congress didn't even pass these things. It's just crap written by...
You can pull it up on their website.
I don't care.
You can go to the USC, the United States
Code. I don't have to follow rules that haven't been voted on.
Take a moment. You've got a little bit of time there in the airport next time. Sit down before you go through the checkpoint. Make sure you read through the tomes and tomes of information that you'd have to absorb.
I don't read English so good.
By the admission of every member of Congress, not one of them read the U.S. Patriot Act, which is the basis for all of this in its entirety.
There wasn't enough. There wouldn't have been enough time had they even tried, which would not have been... I mean, it would be a Herculean effort in order to read any law.
Yeah, they don't read most of that. They have lackeys for that.
He's the agent supervisor, he said, and he, I then pointed to Mr. Silva, the other guy in the suit, and asked if he would be subject to any penalties. He's the agent supervisor, and he directed them to escort me out. The man informed me that Mr. Silva was new, and he would not be subject to penalties either. He then asserted that the necessity that I return to the screening area. When I asked why, he explained I may have an incendiary device, and whether or not that was true needed to be determined, even though he's leaving the airport. I told him that I would submit to a walk through the metal detector and that was it, but I would not be groped. He told me their procedures are on their website, and therefore I was fully informed before I entered the airport, because everyone has internet access. I had implicitly agreed to whatever screening they deemed appropriate. I told him that San Diego wasn't listed on the TSA's website as an airport using advanced imaging technology, and I believed I would only be subject to the metal detector. He replied he was not a webmaster, and I then asked why he was referring me to the TSA's website if he didn't know anything about it. I again refused to re-enter the screening area. Good for him.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't go back there. God knows what they're going to do to him back there.
The man then asked me to stay put while he walked off to confer with the officer and Mr. Silva. They went about 20 feet away and began talking amongst themselves while I waited. I couldn't overhear anything, but I got the impression the police officer was recounting his version of the events that transpired in the screening area. After a few minutes, I asked loudly across the distance if I was free to leave. The man dismissively held up a finger and said, "Hold on." I waited. In another minute or so, he returned and asked me for my name. I asked him why he needed it and reminded him the female supervisor had already taken a report. He said he was trying to be friendly and help me out.
Yeah, yeah, that's what he's trying to do.
Yeah, he's real friendly.
Anytime government bureaucrats are doing that, you're in trouble.
Yeah, whenever a cop says he's going to help you and do you a favor, I don't know if it's always true. 800-259-9231. We'll continue and find out what happened because his story's almost over. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing into the toll-free number. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. That's, again, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there totally free. The wiki is there with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you, WIKI Wiki. freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there and edit virtually anything.
When it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection, the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. This easy-to-use unit has video cameras recording all around and inside your vehicle. It also has a built-in microphone and GPS navigation, which records your driving route and speed for traffic stops and all other accidents, driving incidents, things like that. Protect yourself with the ultimate witness at freedomcam.net. Looking forward to getting mine. I think it'll come this week. Freedomcam.net.
JohnnyEdge.blogspot.com. This man has been threatened by the federal government with a $10,000 fine for doing as he was ordered to do in the TSA checkpoint. He initially refused the backscatter machine, refused the pat-down, told them that he would be fine with walking through the metal detector. That's not okay with them because, well, once they've started their little process, they have to finish it, else they might look illegitimate to the other people in line by just allowing someone to decide to opt out of two of the three procedures and go back through the metal detector when they were selected out of that line. So the government people stand firm on their position. They take him away from the security checkpoint, back out to the front of the, you know, in the ticketing area, essentially, and that's when he's approached by a man in a suit that he hasn't spoken with yet, who then tells him, sir, you need to come back with me or else we're going to bring a lawsuit against you for $10,000. Why? Well, because once we've started the screening process, we have to finish it.
Yeah, and that's there's no evidence of that at all. I mean,
those are the rules, Mark.
I don't know that that's true.
That's what he said.
Right, that's what he said. And I was given the option of leaving when I had this situation. I said, look, don't put your hands on me.
Maybe there's a new standard.
Right, well, you know, the new standard is whatever they say it is at a given time.
That's always what it's been, though, isn't it?
That is how government works. It's government by men, not by law.
I always like to refer to Bill Clinton's very famous question, what is?
What is the definition of is or
yes.
something?
Yeah.
So we're about to wrap up his story from johnnyedge.blogspot.com. This blog posted nationwide today. It's been hitting pretty big because he actually managed to get some video going. Unfortunately, Meg was unable to get to her camera when she attempted to reach for it. They handcuffed her. And this man, in his case, he started the recording, I guess, prior to actually going through the security, which was a smart move.
Right. And then he just set it in the bin, and it just continued to run while it was sitting there in the bin.
And they will probably go after him for that, I would imagine, now that that's come out. Because they didn't have that information at that time.
They don't like that at all.
No, they hate that. In fact, they're going to claim that he was recording without their permission, even though they've got video cameras everywhere. Their cameras aren't recording audio, and that may likely be seen as some sort of federal wiretapping charge. So he may not be out of the woods yet on this.
Yeah. It's crap, and, you know, people should be able to record their government, inaction, but
and he, what the government he claimed, doesn't like it. When asked about that, he said, well, I'm interested in protecting myself and my rights as well as theirs, because we need to have an objective, you know, standard, which is what they're claiming.
Objective standard means the government.
So after another, this is where he's been approached by, is his blog post recounting what happened after he's been approached by the man in the suit and threatened with $10,000 fine if he doesn't come back and continue the screening process. And he points out, rightfully, that he was told that he needed to leave. Like, the government bureaucrats had escorted him out. It wasn't like he slinked away.
Excuses.
So after another minute, he returned and asked me for my name. He said he needed it for a report, and he was trying to help me out. I asked to what end. He reminded me I could be sued civilly and face a $10,000 fine, and that my cooperation could help mitigate the penalties that I was facing. I replied that he already had my information in the report that was taken earlier by the other supervisor, and I asked if I was free to leave. I reminded him that he was now illegally detaining me and that I would not be subject to screening as a condition of leaving the airport. He told me that he was only trying to help.
I'm helping you.
I should know.
Come back here so I can help you some more.
His demeanor never suggested that he was trying to help. I was clearly being interrogated, and that no one was forcing me to stay. I asked if because he wasn't in handcuffs at that point or anything. He was just standing in the ticketing area.
This is what I found was very interesting. The guy told him to stand right here, but you know he didn't say, "Well, am I being detained?" You know, what would have happened if he would have just walked out the door? Would they have sent the cop after him to tackle him and break his ribs?
That's a good question. And there have been situations wherein we've seen some activists like Pete and Adam from LibertyOnTour.com when they were in Las Vegas, and they come up to these cops, and they're recording the cops that have pulled somebody over on the side of the road. They've got Pete and Adam both have video cameras, so they both approach this situation, and the cops begin to zero in on them and harass them, and basically they just walk right away from that, even though the cops are, you know, directing their attention toward them and asking them questions. They know enough to know that they don't have to answer their questions, mm-hmm. that they don't have to stand there and have a chat with the police, that they can turn around and walk away, and that is essentially
what
they
lesson
do.
That lesson has come at expense, you know, of days in jail.
Sure.
And, you know,
well, you don't have to spend days in jail to learn that lesson.
You can just listen to Free Talk Live.
You could just listen to what
the
these people's experiences
is,
are.
The first question is, am I being detained?
Am I
free to go? That's
am
another
free
one.
To go?
He points out, he says, I asked if I tried to leave, if he would have the officer arrest me. He again said that no one was forcing me to stay.
So see you later.
I looked him in the eye and said, then I'm leaving. He replied, then we'll bring a civil suit against you. To which I said, you bring that suit, and walked out of the airport. Good for him.
And good for, what is it, American Airlines for refunding his ticket.
Supposedly non-refundable ticket, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that they did, because this is the part of it that really gets tough. I think on the opt-out day, and what is it, November 24th?
Yes, that's right. WeWon'tFly.com.
WeWon'tFly.com, that they're recommending that you buy a refundable ticket, and that way you can go and, you know, do whatever it is you do.
That way there's no question that you'll get your money back,
you'll
right?
get your money back, because these airlines, what they need to do is feel the pressure of what they've had their passengers diminish over time, mm-hmm. in a small way. You know, the marketplace is speaking, but the marketplace speaks, you know, sometimes it can speak more softly than an activist would. And
but then they actually have to hand out refunds to people?
Yeah, if they actually see what kind of effect this is, how many more people just are sick and tired of the TSA? Because there's been a couple of airports that have opted out of the TSA. They've hired their own security, and apparently it's operating under federal guidelines,
mm-hmm.
and that can be done. And
that's
I'm
true.
Sure you're going to get a lot better service than you're going to get from these officious bureaucrats who just want to be law. They want very, very badly to be real live law enforcement officers, you know, instead of just what they are. You know, there's just too many of them. They're just an impedance in getting on your plane.
Well, I was in. I told you that I went over to Europe back in the spring with the kids, and going. Over there was no problem. It was easy as pie. Coming back, I was in line and going through the process of immigration or whatever for over 2 hours. And I felt real compassion for all of the military personnel. There were over 250 men and women coming back from Iraq, and they had flown commercially. So they were traveling en masse, and they were discouraged from talking to anyone. And, you know, less than 72 hours before, they'd been in Iraq or in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having, here they're supposedly fighting for our freedom, right?
Right.
And they were having to undress and go through the process mm-hmm. at the same, you know, as well. Now, I'm not suggesting that they be treated differently. I'm suggesting that none of us be treated that way in the first place.
It should be obvious that they aren't fighting for freedom.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
This is what they're fighting for. They're fighting for the police state.
And some of the looks on their faces, they were as shocked as I was at even, you know, seeing this go on. Because some of the people have been over there long enough that they haven't, you know,
they
it's more
know
shocking for them because
yeah.
it's not as incremental, you know, to see the dissipation of their,
you know,
let's
what
get
the,
your thoughts,
what
actually.
People in uniform refusing, that would be really powerful.
Yeah, that'd be great. Let's talk to Stephen in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Hello, Stephen.
Hey there, this is, I've been calling you as Stephen from Florida for quite a long time now. I've moved to Washington, unfortunately.
You're going the wrong way.
Yeah, you're supposed to be up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I know, it's the exact opposite direction. And you know what? Almost to a mile, it's the same distance from Washington to Florida as it is from Washington to New Hampshire. So I'll be looking forward to the exact same move in terms of distance here in the next maybe year or two.
Oh, that'd be great. Great. So what were you calling about tonight, Stephen?
Okay, you know, you guys, is that the music?
It is, but what were you calling about? We'd be happy to hang on to you.
I was going to talk about how I've convinced an army guy to be against the war.
Okay, I'd like to hear that story. So if you don't mind, hang through the news. We'll come back. Speaking of army guys, Stephen's got a story he wants to tell, and you're welcome to share yours with us as well about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Again, that blog is at johnnyedge.blogspot.com, complete with his YouTube videos if you want to actually see and hear what happened to him. We're coming up.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or the one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.